New appeal from the leader of Ukraine. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. As Russia's invasion of Ukraine is in past the one-month mark, Volodymyr Zelensky, speaking exclusively to Fox's Brett Baer, says he has faith that President Biden wants the truth to win, and he says the truth is on the side of Ukraine.
We want simple peace for our nation. We don't want a million of quality bulletproof vests or some special brand helmets. Just give us missiles.
And Zelensky, speaking through a translator, says he wants something to be able to defend his country. The full interview airs this hour on Special Report. 12 people, including 3 soldiers in the army, accused of being involved in a large-scale gun trafficking ring.
They are alleged to have conspired to purchase and deliver over 90 firearms to the Chicago area.
Attorney General Merrick Garland, who says the soldiers stationed at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, would legally purchase the guns and sell them to a Chicago gang. President Biden says the latest monthly jobs report shows the country is making progress.
The economy has gone from being on the mend to being on the move, President Biden says, responding to a March Labor Department report showing 431,000 jobs added last month.
America are back to work, and that's good news for millions of families who have a little more breathing room.
It marks the 11th straight month of at least 400,000 jobs added by employers and brought down the unemployment rate slightly to 3.6%. That is the lowest level since the pandemic shuttered businesses 2 years ago. And while wages are also up, those raises are not keeping pace with inflation. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Wall Street stocks edged higher after the positive jobs report. The Dow plus 139, the Nasdaq added 40. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Minnesota was too slow to respond. That's the finding of an independent report on the state's handling of the 2020 protests and unrest.
2 years after rioting broke out in Minneapolis over the death of George Floyd, and an independent report shows multiple failures in procedure, miscommunication, and inadequate coordination between the state and law enforcement. The report mirrors another recent third-party report on how the city handled the chaos, which also highlighted Minneapolis Mayor Democrat Jacob Frey's stand-down order. As rioters torched the city's third precinct, the mayor and Minnesota Governor Democrat Tim Walz also blamed one another over failures to utilize the National Guard. The violence led to hundreds of millions of dollars in damage. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Nearly 4 years in prison for Lonnie Leroy Kaufman of Alabama, who authorities say parked a pickup truck filled with weapons and Molotov cocktail components near the U.S. Capitol on the day of last year's riot. Alaska Airlines cancels dozens of flights along the West Coast as pilots go on strike.
More than 100 Alaska Airlines flights were canceled as of Friday morning, including over 65 in Seattle, along with Portland, Oregon, Los Angeles, and San Francisco, as its pilots picketed during ongoing contract negotiations. Pilots from the airline say they're underpaid and overworked and are pushing for higher contracts more like their peers, according to organizers. Alaska Airlines said that it values its pilots and respects the right to picket, but it also needs to negotiate a deal that allows the carrier to maintain growth and profitability. The airline said it's working to recover over $2 billion in losses from the pandemic.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. A new study says the West is going to get more wildfires followed by extreme rainfall as the world warms, and these combinations, which can lead to mudslides and flooding, will increase eightfold in the Pacific Northwest. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.